Checking on the Arts is made possible by the Memphis Symphony Orchestra. Opening this Friday and running through April 1st on the main stage, the Laurie Stage at Theater Memphis, is the huge musical Chicago. It started on Broadway in 1975, the return in 1996, won 7 Tony Awards, including Best Revival of a Musical, Best Direction, and Best Choreography. I know that Theater Memphis has been trying for about 5 years to get the rights to do the show, so I know we're all very excited by it. Lindsay Roberts is Velma Kelly. She has returned to the stage for this specific role. Robert Hanford is Billy Flynn, and they have both joined me today. Welcome. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
This is, of course, big play. Theater Memphis known for doing big musicals, and I know that Debbie Litch has been trying to get this for a long time, so it's very exciting. Lindsay, you have sort of taken a little bit of a hiatus from working on stage, but mm-hmm. I know that you specifically wanted to come back to do this role.
I did. I have a beautiful four-and-a-half-year-old boy, Jackson, and so I took a little time off. Actually, while I was pregnant, I was doing Peter Pan when I found out I was pregnant, and then a few months later was in Seussical, which worked out because I played the mayor's wife, and so it was okay if she was 5 months pregnant, but after that I was like, guys, can I be done now? Can I go home? So took some time off. I've done a couple of shows here and there, which has been a lot of fun, and did Peter Pan last year, mm-hmm. or not last year, year before, at Playhouse, and then Theater Memphis was nice enough to invite me to do Crazy for You with them last season, and when I found out that they were doing Chicago, it was pretty much whatever I have to do to get this part, I was willing to do it. I've wanted to play it for a really, really long time.
What is it about this part that you like?
That's a full story, but when I was a child, I've been dancing with Otis Smith and the Martha Scott Dancers my whole life, and our recitals were always to All That Jazz. Mm-hmm, And our Martha Scott Dancers, once you hit the big girls class, you were able to, it was sort of a rite of passage, you were able to perform in All That Jazz. And I knew who Bob Fosse was because I've been a dancer, but I just thought that was a cool jazz song that he liked to choreograph to. I really had no idea it was from a musical and didn't know a lot about musical theater. Obviously, I was a kid. But learned the number, and then a good friend of mine invited me to New York, fast-forwarding to 1997. She had moved to New York and invited me up to visit her, and she got us tickets to Chicago, and I still didn't really know what that was, and we sat down to watch it, and the overture happened, and the dancers came out, and I went, oh, this is definitely Fosse. And then all of a sudden, Bebe Neuwirth comes up, and All That Jazz starts, and I just sort of lost it and started to cry immediately in my seat and jumped forward, and she just grabbed me and she said, you had to see this. I'm so excited you're here. And literally from that point on, we left the Schubert Theater, walked over to Virgin Records. I bought the CD and I've been listening to it ever since. So I've just been waiting since 1997, or if you want to go back since 1980 when I was 3, for someone to do the show.
It's such a great show, and people may not realize that it's actually based on newspaper stories of Chicago in the 20s, that these characters come out of real characters.
That's right. The names were changed, not necessarily to protect the innocent, but the names were changed, and Bob Fosse, it was actually Gwen Verdon who tried to talk Fosse into buying the rights, and he attempted to buy the rights, and the writer refused to sell it to him because she had sort of reformed and she felt like it did not uphold the ideals that she currently felt. And so she knew who Bob Fosse was and what he might turn it into, and she didn't feel that was appropriate. So it wasn't until she passed that Bob Fosse reached out to the estate, and they let him buy the rights to it. So he turned it into a musical. But, you know, it's kind of thanks to Gwen Verdon's pushing him to do it.
Robert Hanford plays Billy Flynn, of course, who is the lawyer for Roxy Hart and Velma Kelly. And another great character, another great part. Tell us about Billy Flynn.
Billy Flynn, just your typical shyster of a lawyer, fast-talking used car salesman kind of a guy. He is sought after because he has the availability to get these women acquitted and also make them famous in the process. So, but only if you have $5,000. Otherwise, right. You know, because he's really only in it for the money. So, you know, he's flashy, fast-talker, starting off in the show, he starts off defending Velma Kelly. A new girl comes along, Roxy Hart, murders her boyfriend, and she's told about Billy Flynn, and then she raises the money to have him defend her. So
I say what you will about Alexis and I, Rob probably has the most lines of anyone else in the show.
Probably. And I have to speak them really fast.
Yes. So, yeah.
There are a lot of lines. There are a lot of great songs in this show, too.
Sure.
Just so many wonderful songs. That,
absolutely.
I know that's got to be fun for you, too.
It is a ton of fun, and it's right in my sweet spot, right in my good range. So I love singing all of them. Somebody asked me at work the other day, what's my favorite song to sing from the show? And I stared at her for 5 minutes. I was like, I don't even know what to say to you. I really do love all of the songs in the show. They're a lot of fun to sing.
Robert, your wife, Amy, is actually directing the show.
Correct.
And is that a little weird, working with your wife?
No, I've been working with or under my wife for quite a while. Done a lot of shows. Done a lot of shows around town, but mainly over at the Harold Theater in Collierville. She's done a lot of directing out there and been just working with her for the past 10 years under her. And, you know, we have that separation between, you know, director and then go home wife sometimes, but she's great to work with. She's because she's so passionate just about putting on the best show that she could possibly do, and she'll just do just about anything to
her
get
vision
that
for this show has been truly extraordinary. And not to mention the fact, you know, that we've got, you know, Gary Beard, who's doing the music direction, who's just been absolutely amazing. Pam Hurley is doing the choreography, and that's been a ton of fun working with her. She really understands the Fosse style. But, you know, without, of course, Debbie Litch, who's our executive producer, and of course, without the sponsors, we have to give a big shout out to Gene and Sandra Cochran as sponsors of Chicago. I mean, we just would not be able to do it without a great cast and crew.
We're talking about Chicago. It opens this Friday, runs through April 1st on the Laurie stage at Theater Memphis. For tickets and more information, 682-8323 is the box office number. You can also purchase tickets online at theatermemphis.org. Lindsay Roberts is playing Velma Kelly and Robert Hanford as Billy Flynn, and they have joined me today. So is this going to be like the climax of your acting career here?
Well, you always hope that it gets better, but, you know, this has been such a dream role, and it's a perfect time for me to play it. I think if I were any younger or any older, it might be a little difficult. So it's actually kind of the time of my life. I'm really enjoying it.
I haven't even mentioned, you mentioned in passing that that Roxy Hart is played by Alexis Grace.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. And she has surprised me so much. She's been really, really wonderful in this whole process. She is willing to learn, wants to learn, open to learn. This is her first time on stage in theater. But as anyone knows who hears her on the radio or sees her on TV, she's so easy to watch and she's so fun to watch. She's just great in the show. So the whole cast is really wonderful. But I've been really proud of how far she's come.
Yeah, she's really worked hard on this, and I know that she took some classes and some work with Kel Christie to help get her more used to acting, because obviously she's known as a singer.
That's right, and you can't have a better coach than Kel, right?
Yeah, very true. Very true. I don't have a cast list. Who else is in your cast?
Well, we've got Cecilia Wingate as Mama, and she, I'm afraid to say, whether we like it or not, is going to actually steal the show.
Probably.
Yeah. So who else have we got? Rob Hanford.
Oh, so many. It's hard to name. Gary Cook. We have Mark Gill. Mm-hmm. And then somebody's going to kill me for not mentioning their name. Yeah. I know it. So
I should have printed off a cast list.
I should have too. Bunch of really strong female dancers, strong male dancers. So it's, you know, some of the stuff that they're doing. It's just amazing to watch them up on stage, and it's come together so well. And musicals are always hard because you got to sing it, you got to dance it, you got to act it all at the same time, and chew gum and all that stuff. So it's amazing to see them put that all together, and you know, I'm at awe what they have done so far. So.
That's the great thing about doing something like this on the big stage at Theater Memphis is you've got so much to work with. You've got so much technical opportunities to do big, fancy stuff.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah,
Theater Memphis.
Shout out should go to Christopher McCullum.
Absolutely.
For the set, when you see the set, it's just absolutely, you know, spectacular. Lighting.
Yeah,
I don't have my list here. The lighting is fantastic. A new gentleman out here just been joined Theater Memphis just recently. But, you know, it's real spectacular. It's real showy. It fits perfectly for what this show really needs.
Yeah, Theater Memphis was definitely the right choice for this show.
Yeah.
Well, I know people have been waiting a long time for this, so now's your chance, folks, and get your tickets in. I'm assuming that this weekend is probably very close to sold out already.
It is very close. I just talked to the folks at the box office. Obviously, Friday's sold. 70 or so tickets, I think, left for Saturday. So really, really close to selling. And I think those are kind of spotty. It's going to sell really, really fast. So definitely get your tickets now.
Get your tickets. Chicago opening this Friday, running through April 1st on the Laurie stage at Theater Memphis. 682-8323 is the box office number, online at theatermemphis.org. Rob Hanford and Lindsay Roberts, my guest today. Thanks so much for coming in.
It was a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Checking on the Arts is made possible by contributing listeners and by the Memphis Symphony Orchestra, performing a tribute to Motown, The Contours, on March 10th at the Cannon Center. The Contours celebrate the timeless grooves of Motown as they perform hits from The Temptations, The Four Tops, Stevie Wonder, and The Miracles. Tickets and information available at 537-2525 or memphissymphony.org.